From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Early in the morning on April 17, 1897, something strange happened in the small town of Aurora. Aurora is about 30 miles northwest of Fort Worth. According to legend and a Texas historical marker, a cigar-shaped airship fell from the sky and crashed through a windmill and exploded. The airship, it is said, was not of this world. The pilot, from Mars, people thought at the time, was allegedly buried with Christian rites at the nearby Aurora Cemetery. The Wise County town hosted a conference this weekend to commemorate the alien landing. Toni Wheeler first heard the story when she was a kid growing up in Aurora. An older neighbor down the way, Mr. Mayfield, she called him, would sit on his porch and tell stories.
And then I started asking my grandfather, and he would just snicker about it. And my grandma, she's like, oh, it's hogwash. But my uncles, they would discuss it. And especially my Uncle Marvin, he loved to tell tall tales anyway. And yeah, he really got on telling all kinds of stories. And Ned's story was one of them.
Yes, they call him Ned. That's the name Wheeler gave this alleged alien from 1897. Wheeler's family has been in Aurora for several generations. She's been Aurora's city administrator for more than a decade.
The population in Aurora back in the 1800s was approximately 5,000.
On Saturday, Wheeler spent the day leading bus trips to the crash site in the old town cemetery. It was part of the Aurora Alien Encounter Conference that she helped organize. Researchers have looked into the story for years, testing water in the well where the wreckage was said to be stored, digging metal out of the trees at the crash site, and using radar to see if there really is a Ned in Ned's grave. In the 70s, Wheeler says, people even tried to exhume the remains.
According to Texas state law, you cannot exhume a grave unless you notify the next of kin. And that's how the Cemetery Association got the court-ordered injunction in 72 to keep them from exhuming the remains.
This wasn't the only UFO sighting in Texas in the spring of 1897. New telescope technology had allowed people to see the face of Mars more clearly than ever, though maybe not clearly enough. An Italian astronomer in 1888 announced he'd seen evidence of canals on the red planet.
People kind of freaked out. Whoa, canals? So there might be life. Really, it was the first discussion, serious discussion of maybe there being life.
E.R. Bills is an author who wrote about the Aurora incident in his book, Texas Obscurities.
So when this crash happened here, you know, people had heard that already, and that's why they assumed that the pilot was from Mars, because there was all this discussion going on.
There were lots of alternative theories about what happened back in 1897. Some thought it was a man-made Zeppelin that crashed. Others said it was a hoax. Some at the time saw it as a sign of Judgment Day approaching. These days in Aurora, there's more tension over whether the city should be embracing the alien story at all.
There have been people that are a part of our city council, that are a part of other committees throughout the city, who have threatened resignation for us being involved in this. It is that serious.
Amanda Smith is the secretary of Aurora's Historical and Preservation Commission. The conference is just one way the town is cashing in on its lore. There are plans for an alien-themed haunted house this fall and a statue in the works of a broken windmill and the flying saucer Ned crashed.
I live not far from here, and every day, there are people parked at the cemetery looking around. And from a business standpoint and a marketing standpoint, that is an asset for our city that we're not capitalizing on.
More evidence of the story's appeal. The conference was packed to capacity. Like a lot of attendees, Richard Wall says he's had his own UFO encounter. A few years back, he says he saw glowing spheres in the night sky that flew off with a sonic boom. As for the 1897 crash, he's skeptical.
Well, I'm sure somebody saw something, and they're trying to, make something plausible of the story behind what they saw.
His wife, Dolly Moravitz Wall, though, she just shakes her head at her husband's disbelief.
I believe it. I really do. Because there is other beings out there. We're not the only one out here.
So even if Ned didn't crash land in Aurora in 1897, it doesn't mean Ned's cousins aren't out there. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.